JEK acting. Will be acting next. Okay, nothing. Brett called out KTAR. Also, the op. That was your priority traffic up. Okay, very good. Okay, with anybody with a phone call? Anybody? Alright, no response. Number call. Anybody?
This is at 2EL. No questions, no comments.
Okay, well, good day to you. Okay, looking for phone calls with a. Anybody with a kilo call? KKA.
KB2 in LA. Chris, listening.
Okay, good evening, Chris. Phone calls. Okay, any whisper?
Whiskey India, 2 Whiskey.
Good evening, Steve.
I have a comment tonight, Don.
Very good, Steve.
Whiskey Alpha 2, India, Sierra Echo, no comment.
Quebec, no comments here in Clifton, New Jersey. Happy St. Patty's Day, 73.
Okay, I got A2 ISC, but I did.
Yeah, name here is Bob, and no comments.
Okay, in the other station that doubled with him, something with the Quebec, please come call your name and your...
Whiskey 2, Papa Delta, Quebec, just listening in tonight. Thank you for taking over the net, and happy St. Patty's Day, 73.
Okay, the other Whiskey stations, this is Whiskey R.
Whiskey Echo 2, Romeo, Charlie.
Good evening, Charlie, just listening. Good. Any stations that haven't called? Anybody? Any? Okay, good evening. Okay, I will have a question. I have a comment myself and a question later. Comment, Steve.
Okay, for those that are interested in DX at the Fairlawn Club on Friday night, at 7 o'clock, there will be a presentation on the Navassa Island de-expedition by John Crivelli, W2GD, who was one of the major players in that. So 7 o'clock, you want to get there a little early, maybe quarter of. Free admission, free refreshments, going to be a wonderful talk. Looking forward to it. That's tomorrow night at the Fairlawn Club. And... in other radio news, just been doing some soda activations, taking care of the taking advantage of the spring-like weather here, and having some fun. And let's see, for Don, I checked into the RMRC net, QRP net tonight, and worked Dale WC7S out in Wyoming. He's just over the border from Colorado, due north of Denver. So that was fun with 5 watts on 20 meters. And that, back to net, K2BAR, WI2W.
Very good. On 20. I was on last night. I got on late, and I was curious. They have a, because I'm not familiar with that. It's the North American QRPC, double 10 contact, posted on the internet, NAQCC. Okay, about that. And a test session, so speak about that. Tomorrow night, road, on photo ID, copy of that license, and they bring a calculator, it must be blood or a cell phone that is not permitted. Calculator. Does anybody have questions about the test session before I go on? Okay, Jose Maldonado, it's always Whiskey 2, Papa 2, Sierra Nevada, Papa 3, Sierra Nevada. He's Puerto Rico. He was a Barra member for a while, and he was up here last month, and he took one of, took a test, took an exam at our the last was test session. But they're looking for, he's a member of a group that has a 2-meter repeater down there, and it's the repeater is sort of on its last legs, and they're looking to buy another repeater. Put him on to Paul W2IP, who is the BCFMA tech. Hopefully he can help him out. But I just, anybody else has any dependable, it's a 2 meter back to net. Anybody with can help me on that. Okay, not many of us have repeaters. I think Paul W2IP might have something here. At that point, I'm going to stop and I'm going to see if anybody else want to check in at this time to the K2BAR of TechNet. This is W2JEK at the other mic. Go ahead. Okay, nobody else to check in. I think St. Patrick's Day is got a lot of people occupied, or Devil's Game, or whatever is on TV. I think Steve, the next Barra meeting is going to be when? On April 3rd, is that correct?
Let's see, that would be, hang on, I went to the wrong month here. Had to back up and look at a calendar. That'll be April 3rd, Sunday night, April 3rd, done.
Hey, that's perfect. I'm trying to think of what else is happening in between there. There's not much of the month left here. After that, we will have a Hamfest coming up, and that will be in May. And then we'll be doing, in June, we're going to be doing, we hope, the VHF contest and also field day. So, this radio's getting hot in my hand, so let me just turn it over and see if anybody has any comments about that. So this is W2JK.
WI2W with a comment.
Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, at the April 3rd Barra meeting, Mike Lysenko, our Hudson Division Director, is going to be giving us an update on what happened at the board meeting last January, current happenings with the antenna bills down in Congress, and some other very interesting topics. So that's going to be a great meeting, so hope to see everybody there. WI2W.
Good. Have you heard anything about Jim K2FJ, Steve? I know I heard he was supposed to have an operation. Over.
I have not had any updates in a while. Last one I got was from Larry maybe a week ago.
Okay, we'll have to hear more about that later on, I guess. Maybe more by the time the April meeting runs around. As I know, he was waiting to go for an operation, and now I just booked it. Phil the other day, WA2LXE, and he said he was supposed to go the next day. Okay. Well, listen, does anybody have any questions or any comments or any other people with items to sell or anything? This is W2JEK. Come now with your... please come now.
Yeah, good evening, guys. KD2IVC. Just checking in, listening. Sorry I'm late. And really nothing to add, nothing to comment on, just wanted to say hello.
Okay, good evening, KD2IVC. Good to hear you, and thanks for checking in. Anybody else wish to check in? This is K2BAR, operated by W2JEK at the mic. Okay, well, there's a lot of DX out there, and we just got a nice listing of some DX that's kind of come out this next month. Nico AA2NI sent out Barra email. So if you fellows are into, anybody's into DX, it's there's gonna be plenty of it out there. Anyway, I'm gonna. Nobody else has anything. I'll give one more chance, and then I'm gonna close up the net. AC2KJW, this is K2BAR. Have your name, and do you have any questions or comments, over?
Just going back to those, that was Kilo Delta 2, Kilo John Whiskey. My name is Brian. I was at the Barra meeting on Tuesday night, and I just wanted to check in.
Okay, Brian. Well, good evening, and you're a really new call sign there, and congratulations, and welcome to the radio world, and thanks for checking in. Okay, good. I guess you were at the kit night there. Something I don't usually attend until the summertime. Anyway, anybody else want to, with any comments, questions, or whatever? This is AQBAR.
Yeah, a comment for Steve. One of the next SOTA activations that you guys actually head out on a hike, I would be interested. The next week I will be away, but keep me in mind. And I did get a note from Bruce that you guys are out and about, especially this time of year. And I would like to join you guys. So I guess just keep me posted when you get where and when you guys are. I'm sure it's an early morning, you know, start. So please let me know. Bruce mentioned he said, dropped you an email. I think he saw a picture of you hiking in the snow and determined you were hardcore. So look forward to doing a joint activation in the not-too-distant future. K82IVC, WI2W. Yeah, we, you know, living in Ringwood, there's trails surrounding my house. We never even got in the car. We just all met a block away and then walked into a trail that goes right past our community. So maybe you guys want to head over here. It's ample parking and really nice trails. So maybe that's one of the summits you guys want to climb. So I'm all for it. Well, it has to be a named SOTA peak, and the requirements are that it needs a prominence of 150 meters, 482 feet above the first saddle. So in northern New Jersey, there's Bald Hill, which is up in the Mahwah area. And I think that's probably the closest one to you up in the north there. There's some other in New Jersey. You should go to www.sodawatch.org and then click on summits up at the top and then go find the Whiskey 2 summits, and you'll see there's 13 peaks in New Jersey. I wonder if the one in Mahwah is accessible from the other side, which would be my backyard. Well, you can look up the coordinates. It's Bald Hill. Hang on, I'll get you the SOTA number. Are we still on the net, or did Don close it?
The net's still on. We're waiting for it with Steve and Manfred having a conversation. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, go ahead, close the net up, Don, and I'll just carry on with Manfred.
Okay, very good. If that's what you want me to do, I will. I'll close up the net, and thank you all for attending that you came in and calling in. And I'll say 73s to everybody, and I'll turn the repeater back to normal operation for WI2W and KD2IVC. 73s to all. W2JEK acting as K2BAR, closing down. Good night.
All right, good night, Don. Thanks for running the net tonight. Let me let a break here, see if anybody else has traffic.
KD2 KJW. I'd also like to get some more information on that SOTA hike.
Okay, well, take a look at SOTAWatch, www.sotawatch.org, and up at the top there's a list of menu items, and you can pick the one that says summits, and then pick W2, and then pick NJ. And Bald Hill is Whiskey 2 stroke NJ-006. And you can actually click the Google map, Manfred, and it'll take you right to the peak on a Google map.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to get into the W2, but my iPad has the text so small I keep hitting W3. give me a minute.
All righty. There's a few in the neighborhood that are drive-ups. There's Bear Mountain, High Point, and State Line Lookout.
are all soda peaks in the northern New Jersey area.
Okay, yep, looking at them now. And, I don't recognize Head. No, I don't. I recognize like two of them. High Point I recognize. And, wow, yeah, let me check these out. I guess there's a schedule of when, or you guys just pick one and go?
No, you just pick a hill and go. On the Soda Watch website, you can post an alert where you can tell other folks, I'm going to be on this mountain around this time, around these frequencies. And there are a bunch of dedicated chasers that will look for you. And then when you're on the mountain, there's several different ways you can post an alert to say, I'm here right now on this frequency in this mode. And when you post an alert, you get a mini pileup on your hands. Usually a dozen guys or so are chomping at the bit. So it's internet-enabled QRP fun, or not QRP fun, doesn't have to be QRP. Lately, when Bruce and I have been going out, I've been taking a 5-watt CW rig, and Bruce has been taking his 100-watt FT100. So we do a mix of phone and CW.
Now that sounds like fun. I definitely would like to join you. If not, just to carry a battery, you know, and learn. So, yeah, count me in. I guess we'll have to continue this conversation after I get back from vacay. But, yeah, I would definitely be interested.
N8MAR. Station, go ahead.
Yeah, that's Steve. This is David, N8MAR.
Oh, hi, David. N8MAR, WI2W with Manfred, KD2IBC. And there was another station in there, too. I didn't get his call. But go ahead.
Yeah, I just heard you talking about soda, and I was telling you I'm also interested in it. I just have to find the time. One of these days, I'd love to do some mountain climbing and see what we can do.
All right. Well, there's everything from to drive-ups to day-long hikes. So there's a lot of stuff up in the Catskills north of us within an hour or two or three. And there's a bunch of stuff here in New Jersey, a bunch of stuff in Pennsylvania. Bruce and I have been all over Pennsylvania in the last few months. You say what, you know, how much hiking you want to do, and we'll pick one.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. I didn't want to cut off Manfred there. I heard the two of you talking, and I was like, wow, this is an interesting topic. I definitely want to look into this. So, all right, I'll let the two of you get back to your QSO. Just wanted to say hello.
All right, well, to get started, go to sodawatch.org and create a login for yourself. Use your call sign and then a password. And then you can click on the database tab up there, and you have to create a login for the database as well. And that's where you record your contacts, both activations and chases. I use the same login for both sites, so I don't have to remember two passwords.
Yeah, I just went there. Is that it says Soda Watch 2. Is that the correct address?
That's correct. I guess this is a second version of the website, but the URL stayed the same.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, Manfred, how are you?
Hey, David. Doing well. Feeling much better than I did a couple of weeks ago. And, yeah, I'd say the more the merrier. You know, we, I don't know, I guess the more the merrier, you know. I definitely want to learn from how to do this whole mobile, like, you know, you've only got what you carry, so it sounds like fun, really, like rough camping.
Yeah, so Steve has been telling me about soda for a while, and I've had a moderate interest. And then, like I was saying on Monday night on the net, I still can't get over the fact, and maybe this is normal, but maybe I just need to learn more about propagation, but I can't believe that I spoke with Croatia on 20 watts by accident. And I thought, gee, no wonder, if I could speak to Croatia on 20 watts, there definitely is something to this, what do you call it, QRP, low power, something like that? think you guys doubled. Anyway, I'll let you both go. Just wanted to jump in there to say hello, and Steve, to let you know that I've got the interest. So I'm gonna play with a couple more things here before I pack it up for the night. So I will say 73, and hopefully I'll see you guys, or at least you, Steve, tomorrow. Manfred, you're certainly welcome over to the Fairlawn Club if you want to pop in, although parking's going to be tight. So this is David, N8MAR. Yeah, I think you both just doubled again. I didn't hear any of that. I just heard the end of WI2W.
All right, let me see if I got it. Okay, this is WI2W. Going to say goodnight, guys, and head upstairs. So 7-3. Enjoy the net tonight.
7-3, this is N8MAR. I'll be out.
7-3, this is KD2, KJW, I'm out.
N2OEL, disconnected.
Good night, everybody. KD2, IVC, going to bed.
Yeah, KD2, KJW, are you still there, WI2W? KD2, KJW, WI2W?